Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's HIMS.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding their business and evolving their passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. We've been tested. Did you pass? The last half decade has tested us in many ways. A pandemic, corresponding outbreaks of conspiracy theories and magical thinking, a booming economy, then a collapsing one, civil unrest, illiberalism, the passions of the mob, authoritarian leaders, natural disasters, slow-moving crises. We've been exposed to extreme temptations on both sides. Some people were radicalized, others apathetic. Some grew fat and lazy, others overworked and overstressed. It's been a lot. Almost every day, something new. New, but also timeless. We have seen in just a short span all the hallmarks of the ancient world. Plagues, political violence, chaos, dysfunction, decadence. Seneca would say that adversity is the fire that forges gold, but you could also say that it is the means by which gold is tested, whether it is revealed to be real or counterfeit. The conservative writer David French expressed this well recently when he wrote, "In fact, there are ways in which the principal sins of the last 4 years are partisan mirror images of one another. I've seen conservative Christians commit or rationalize grievous sins in the pursuit of virtuous causes, and I've seen their opponents engage in terrible wrongs in their quest to defeat an unfit and cruel man. Not every person has failed every test, of course. As we've learned who people really are, as their values have been put to extreme tests, there are those who have withstood the storm. They've exhibited great virtue at great cost." The Stoics didn't run away from difficulty or prosperity because they knew that on the other side of that experience was a verdict, a statement about who you are, a statement about what you're capable of, proof of whether you really believe what you say you believe. The last few years have given us temptations and trials, adversity and advantages. Did you squander them? Did you give in to them? Do you hide from them? Did you rise to the occasion? How would you grade yourself? Where could you have done better? Are you ready for a rockier as well as a more rewarding future? Think about that. Quality over quantity. This is the May 20th entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. I guess eventually we're doing this once a week. We'll have read the whole book. It'll be quite some time from now, but it is fun to go back through and read this book. We've got an audio version of it. We've got ebook version of it, physical edition. There's even a leather-bound edition of it in the Daily Stoic store. But today's quote, today's entry comes to us from Seneca's On the Tranquility of Mind, 9:4. He says, what's the point of having countless books and libraries whose titles could hardly be read through in a lifetime? The learner is not taught but burdened by the sheer volume. It's better to plant the seeds of a few authors than to be scattered about by many. You know, there is no prize for having read the most books before you die. Even if you were the most dedicated reader in the world, a book a day even, your collection would probably never be bigger than a small branch library. You'll never even come close to matching what's stored in the servers at Google Books or keep up with the hundreds of thousands of titles published on Amazon each year. What then if, when it came to your reading and learning, you prioritized quality over quantity? What if you read a few great books deeply instead of briefly skimming all the new books? Your shelves might be emptier, but your brain and your life would be fuller. And you know, I get this question a lot. People go, how many books have you read? Or how many books do you own? And the question, the answer is I don't actually know, because this isn't what I think about. And sometimes you'll read about some, you know, historical figure or some, you know, rich person. They're like, I have over 30,000 books, or, you know, he amassed a library of 5,000 books or whatever it is. I just don't think about it that way. It's not, who cares how many you read? Seneca has a great line somewhere in one of his letters where he talks about, you know, so you've drank a bunch of fancy wine. You just acted like a sieve or a sponge. It went right through you, right? And if you're thinking about quantity, you're missing the point. The point of reading is, one, to absorb and retain and become better for the information. But two, the point is to get better as a human being. And it may well be that rereading, Seneca talks about lingering on the works of the master thinkers. This is really important. And it was hard for me. It was only a few years ago that I really started making the conscious effort to not just read more, but to reread more. The reason we reread is that we're getting something out of the book that wasn't there the first time, that we didn't see the first time. It's probably a lighter ecological impact too. But the point is, by rereading, we are getting better. But, you know, you don't get an extra book to put on the shelf. You don't get to go to the bookstore and pick something up. You have to sit with something you already have, and you have to really enjoy it. Thinkers, focus on getting better. It's also not about speed reading, just trying to churn through as many books as possible. It's about the experience. I talk about this too when people ask me about speed reading. It's like, nobody tries to have sex faster. Nobody tries to get through their meals faster, right? Nobody tries to get through their kids' childhood faster. No, important, powerful, meaningful experiences you want to enjoy. You want to slow them down. You want to savor them. And I think reading is that as well. So take your time. Don't rush through. Don't get caught up in ego. Don't think that this is some sort of race. It's probably, you know, a bit gauche to even talk about how many books you have. I honestly don't know. I know I have more than I need. I know I have more than I've read. I know there's lots more that I want to read, but that's as far as I'm going to get as far as quantity goes. I am much more focused on quality, and so should you. By the way, we do talk about sort of being a better reader in our Daily Stoic Read to Lead Challenge. As Truman says, not all readers are leaders, but all leaders have to be readers. You can check that out at dailystoic.com/reading. But anyways, get out there, get reading. Just don't think of it as a race. It's not a race. It's about doing it well, not doing it the most or doing it the best. It's about doing it well for you, and keep reading. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.